great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom Ackerman in studio. All right, I don't know to start, man. Ryder Cup. Indiana football, Mizzou football. I mean, we got
what
does
your audience want?
The Cardinals in the year season.
That's what I always do this time of year. I think, what does my audience want?
I'm thinking Mizzou, Alabama in 2 weeks. What do you think?
I think that is going to be the determination as to whether Missouri is considered seriously in the SEC or not. Missouri right now, if you asked someone at Mizzou, of course, they're going to say, yeah, we're good. I mean, they're 5-0, and they're really good. They're 19th in the country. If you ask someone in the SEC about Missouri, they're like, they could be good.
Soft
because,
schedule?
No, I mean, the second half of the schedule certainly
isn't. Not the second half,
but
the
like,
first half.
Yeah, like so far, you know, they've beaten South Carolina, and that was a great win. They beat Kansas. Solid, a great rivalry. But, yeah, most people in the SEC would say, they're fine. They'll be considered a playoff contender if they beat Alabama in 2 weeks. Illinois, you know, they got shellacked by Indiana 63-10. They turned around and they beat USC on Saturday. They're back in consideration as a team that's in the top 25. They're ranked 22. Now, they spring one on Ohio State in 2 weeks. They've got to beat Purdue on the road coming up this Saturday. But if they can find a way to upset Ohio State in 2 weeks, now you're talking college football playoff picture again. Those two teams right now, Missouri's ahead of them, but Missouri's got a great, great game on their hands. My team, Indiana, is 5-0. Solid win at Iowa. Jeez, I mean, that I knew that was going to be a slog. You know, yeah. Iowa plays, they never fumble the ball away. They always tackle hard.
Tough at home.
They are always, always tough at home. They love to keep the game low scoring. They do the same thing over and over, and they have for like 20 years. run, short pass on third down, first down. Run. You know, that's just what they do. And they just picked it apart, and then Indiana found a way to win the game. Indiana's 5-0. They're off this weekend. They have a huge one coming up the same day as Mizzou and Illinois do. They're playing at Oregon. Now, they'll go in there thinking, we can change this whole thing if we can pull one on Oregon. Oregon's great. Right. Oregon beat Penn State. Indiana fans are going to say, hey, you lose this one, it doesn't hurt you. I mean, in the playoffs, you lose this one, it doesn't hurt you.
Right.
Kurt Cignetti, the Indiana coach, is going to say, forget that. We're going to go in there. I'm going to tell these guys, we're going to go in there and win this thing. So, you know, college football is going to be very interesting. 3, 4, and 5 all lost on Saturday. Penn State, LSU, and Georgia all lost. They've been replaced in the standings now in the top 25. Oregon's up to 2. Miami dropped to 3. Ole Miss is up to 4. And Oklahoma's 5. But Oklahoma doesn't have their quarterback. Their quarterback, Mateer, who's tremendous, is injured and will be out for at least a couple of games. So this thing's going to get flipped around again, probably, and it's going to get very, very interesting.
So did Indiana move up? They were 11th, right?
They're 8 now, yeah.
They're at 8, yep. Okay.
The parity in college football is fun.
It's great.
You're seeing a lot of upsets. 4 of the top 10 lose this week.
Alabama beat Georgia. You know, they're kind of back in the picture. Yeah, it's like a little NFL now.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's getting paid, and teams are, you know, starting to even out a little bit. I mean, you just don't. There is no dominant team, and everybody's kind of in the game. And you have a 12-team playoff, and it should get really interesting. I mean, I'll tell you that Penn State, you know, everybody now wants to fire the coach because James Franklin can't win a big game. Like, hello, they just lost to Oregon. Oregon's great.
Great team.
They were a national semifinalist last year, and Penn State can get in the playoff. I mean, they can be a top 12 in the college football playoff. They got to keep winning. So, yeah, it's going to get wild. Everybody thinks they know, and then the next week it changes. I love it.
Let's flip to the hunt for October, all right? The Major League Baseball wild card starts tomorrow night. I love 3 teams in this playoff.
Okay.
All right?
Who you got?
I got, the Brewers at $116 million payroll,
uh-huh.
Guardians at $100 million payroll, and the Tigers, and the Reds even. I mean, you're talking teams in the lower tier, those 4 teams I'd love to see advance because they're so low on the payroll.
You could take 3 of those teams
yep.
combine their payrolls, and they wouldn't get to the New York Mets payroll, and the Mets are out.
And the Mets are out. And the Dodgers, too, at 300.
It's a beautiful thing.
Dodgers.
And I picked the Mets to win the World Series.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I thought they were, they should be in the playoffs.
On paper.
That is a colossal collapse and a disgrace, actually. If I were a Mets fan, I would be incensed. Those
the
players,
Dodgers are not out, are they?
Dodgers are
out.
Oh, I'm talking about the Mets.
Yeah,
oh,
the Mets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Mets are... What a disappointment.
Yeah.
I mean, what a disappointment they are that those players let that thing go for 3.5 months, basically, and thought, oh, we'll be all right. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. And now they're on the outside. And the Reds found a way to get in there, and the Mets are out. But, yeah, you're right. And that's actually very good news for Cardinals fans. And it's good news for Chaim Bloom, because when he addresses the media tomorrow on KMOX at 10 o'clock in the morning, he is going to say that we can do this, and here's how we're going to do it. We're going to draft. We're going to develop. We're going to be a strong – we want to be the strongest minor league system again. The Cardinals invented the farm system. The Cardinals have always been the farm system that everybody envied, and that's what we're going to get back to being. That's what he's going to say on Tuesday, and he's going to lay out a plan on how to do that. And the Cardinals want to be that. They want to be the Brewers.
Yeah.
Again, they should look at the Reds situation and say we can get there, and on it goes. That's how you build it. You do not have to throw down $300 million to achieve this, nor can the Cardinals do that anyway. Now, you know, there's the haves and have-nots, as John Mozeliak laid out to me yesterday in our conversation, and that has changed baseball, and so the Cardinals can't rely on attendance and TV revenue anymore. You know, they used to get away with it. They could, as a small market team, because they had high attendance and that huge TV deal. That has changed dramatically. So now you have to go back to, you must draft and develop and develop your own stars and then retain them.
Can you tell me he took part of the blame for that?
Of course he does.
Did he take it? Did he admit, you know, we didn't put the
He's done it many times.
Yeah.
He's done
butts
it many times. That they just could not sustain it. And, you know, that's on his watch. But he did have it to the point where everybody copied him. You know, he developed the team that was number one. The Cardinals had the best organization in baseball under his watch also.
Yeah.
So you can't sit there and crush him for 3 years and not acknowledge the prior 27. Because Mozeliak, when he became general manager in 2007, set out to build the minor league system to be the envy of baseball. It's exactly what he did. In 2011, they took all of those stars. They won the World Series. And on top of it, they were Organization of the Year. And everybody started to try to copy what they did. And now they've all done that. And the Cardinals thought they had that system that could sustain years, and it did not. It started to fall back. Now they're reallocating the resources to it. And by the way, their minor league system right now is not that bad. I mean, the Springfield Cardinals just won the Texas League.
Texas League championship.
They're considered to be the number 9 or 10 minor league system in baseball. They want to be number 1, though.
And money doesn't win championships, as the Mets clearly indicated. But you also have the 14th in the Tigers, 17th lowest payroll in the Brewers, 19th in the Reds, and the 26th lowest payroll is the Guardians. I mean, you've got four teams there that all have a legitimate shot,
exactly,
I think, of advancing, and they're not spending huge money.
How about the Guardians? 15.5 out on July 6th. Now they've won the AL Central.
Crazy.
15.5 out, and they've won the AL Central. And the Tigers, the team that they beat, is the team that they're playing in the wild card.
Yeah.
Red Sox, Yankees, going to be fun.
Yeah.
National League, you got Cubs, Padres at Wrigley, should be great. And then, as you mentioned, Dodgers, Reds, with the Brewers and Phillies having a little time off. I don't love that if I'm a fan of those teams. I don't like time off.
Nope.
I think that you should be able to work out, get some things going. You know, don't stiffen up now. Can't Mariners lie. And Blue Jays get a little time off. I guess to get healthy is one thing, but, man, I'd want to be playing if I were those teams.
When did the Blues start?
Yeah. They just played Saturday. They took on the Blackhawks, exhibition home opener for them. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good. I missed the wild card game where it was one and done.
Yeah.
One game for all the who moves on. Now they got the 3-game series.
Best of three. It stays in the same park.
That way.
Stays in the same park.
Yep.
So who am I picking? No idea. I guess if I had to pick one right now, I love what the Phillies have. I think the Phillies have tons of power, a lot of stars up and down the lineup. And on the American League side, who could deny the Mariners right now? They look awesome. They've got the best home run hitter in the game right now in Cal Raleigh. And they've got tons of pitching. Pretty fun what's going on up there.
Yeah. All right.
It's going to be a great postseason.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Good to see you. We're going to be back here in just a minute.